Georgia's fate hangs in the balance. Russia has issued a blunt challenge to the West to stay out of its Caucasus backyard. And there are serious doubts that Europe and the United States have the political will to make the Russians go home. The former president of Georgia's parliament, Nino Bourjanadze, who now is a strong government critic, maintains it was a mistake to challenge Russia's provocative military actions in the breakaway South Ossetia region in early August.
I think we'll already lose the war. I'm afraid that there is no military solution of this situation.
But Bourjanadze says Russia has also emerged a loser.
When I said that we Georgians are not winners in this conflict, it does not mean that Russians have won. But Russia showed once again its real face, that he preferred to be a gendarme in international relations but not to be a distinguished member of international community who will be respected.
President Mikhail Saakashvili's political rivals say he will have a lot of explaining to do if and when the crisis subsides. In the short term, almost all agree the Kremlin's intense like of Mr. Saakashvili has made his position at home more secure. But in the longer term, political analyst Archil Gegechidze says Russia will surely succeed in creating internal political instability in Georgia.
In due course, I expect that there will be some new waves of mass protests here in the country. To what extent this government will be able to survive those protests, it still remains to be seen. But it is obvious that there will be some political internal instability.
Nonetheless, Georgians are increasingly hopeful that the final outcome of their confrontation with Russia will be to their advantage. For one thing, Western countries that until recently had all but forgotten the Caucasus are again recognizing Georgia's critical strategic importance. The European Union is holding a summit to discuss how to respond to Russia's intervention. The United States has poured tens of millions of dollars of humanitarian assistance and uncounted military aid into Georgia, and it has sent several senior officials to Tbilisi, including Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Democratic Party Vice Presidential candidate Joe Biden. Vice President Dick Cheney is expected to arrive next week. Georgia's Minister for European Integration, David Dardashvili, says the crisis has prompted the government to accelerate its moves to embrace and be embraced by Western institutions.
Until recently, the top priority was NATO integration. EU integration is also a priority, but not as priority as NATO. But now, after what has happened, since the European Union is playing this very important role for saving Georgia from Russia, from deterring Russia, and I think that Europe's weight will mean more, I mean, will increase here in Georgia, and Georgia will be heading towards European integration more seriously.
Dardashvili says the government is becoming increasingly confident that it did the right thing in confronting Russia and that it will be able to defend itself against domestic critics.
I am ready to answer any questions. I do not see any major breach from our side, the principles we stayed for years. This difficulty, these dramatic days, it's not our interest, it does not come from our intention and will. We do not want to confront any country, especially Russia, with its huge resources. But that's Russia who wants to reconquer Georgia. So should not we defend ourselves?
Officials here have hardly been able to contain their glee at the diplomatic rebuff Russia has suffered, as close friends such as Belarus, Cuba, and Venezuela have shied away from endorsing Moscow's recognition of independence for the breakaway Georgian territories of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. National Security Director Alexander Lumaya says this kind of international response could force Moscow to think twice about its actions.
The Russians found themselves in a situation close to a complete international isolation. It's not something, you know, they feel comfortable with. So so the further development of the situation and whether they would apply, you know, this invasion pattern to another countries in their immediate neighborhood would depend on how strongly would the international community pursue with the line it has taken.
A big test comes Monday, when European Union leaders are scheduled to launch a full-scale review of relations with Russia. While news reports from Paris indicate there will be no decision on sanctions, the meeting is giving Georgians hope that the Kremlin will be made to answer for its invasion. Analyst Archil Gigashidze sees Russia's move in Georgia as payback to the West for the Kremlin's perceived humiliation on issues such as Western recognition of Kosovo's independence and expanding the NATO alliance up to the Russian border. Gigashidze calls this a moment of truth.
This is a very decisive moment. Either Russia succeeds and West fails, or West succeeds and Russia fails.
Georgians say if Europe and the United States can muster the political will to stand up to Russia, and if Georgia is soon invited to begin the process of joining NATO, and if sufficient aid arrives to start the process of rebuilding, the outcome of the current crisis could be decidedly positive for them. But analysts say those are some big ifs. Peter Heinlein, VOA News in Tbilisi, Georgia.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。